taken from a police car's dashboard camera on the evening of June 5th, the video runs for about an hour. A police officer is seen apprehending a college-age African-American male who is walking with a young woman. After being pepper-sprayed and then handcuffed, the man is led into a police car. In another camera angle from within the car, the man urges officers not to touch him. A police officer then puts his hands on the man's neck while he is still handcuffed and pushes him down to the side of the car out of the shot of the video.
No, take me to jail. I want to get out of here.
After a few seconds, the officer gets out of the car. The names of the officer and the champagne man arrested have not been released. The young man's attorney, Mark Lipton, says his client was ultimately ticketed for jaywalking and arrested for resisting police. But the resisting arrest charge was later dropped. Lipton says both he and his client didn't want this video to surface. Still, he says it's clear that police used excessive force.
I guess I hope that this will affect police policies and procedures and training. I would hope that police would, in this situation, have exercised discretion and had the officer not made any stop for this rather minor jaywalking incident, we wouldn't be having this discussion today.
Police department personnel investigated the case, and Chief R.T. Finney issued a finding that the officer's actions regarding use of force were within police and training standards. Champaign City Manager Steve Carter says a possible investigation of the arrest by state police could start later this week. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.